Hallelujah. Without further ado, I'm going to ask Brother Michael and Sister Vicki Oliver to come and just take their liberty and preach the word, because I'm excited about what God's going to do. God bless you, man.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's give a great big hand clap to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be here with you this morning. So good to see the house packed with wonderful people. Didn't the kids do a great job today? Give them a great big hand. And the puppets, I tell you, this is very, very good. You do very good with your children. And Pastor Grant, you do so well with your adults, too. Everybody is just such a blessing here. Give Pastor Grant a great big hand. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're doing a kids revival today. So if you're a kid between the ages of, I don't know, 2 or 3 years old, up to 100 to 103 years old, we want to ask you to get involved today. We're going to have a good time, and we believe that church should be fun. Do you believe that? I believe it, too. And, you know, Sister Oliver and I, we do different things depending on where we're at. Today, we're going to play a game. Is that okay with everybody? I thought it would be with the kids. How about the adults? Is that all right? Okay. Now, this is not going to be a hard game. You're not going to have to stand on your head or do cartwheels or anything like that. It's a very simple, easy game. And I'm sure almost everybody knows this game. It's called Simon Says. Do you know that game? Okay. Well, let me explain it to you just in case you don't know the game. And if you want to play, you can play, and you don't have to play. Okay? Here's how it goes. Simon's going to tell you to do something. Like if Simon says to touch your head, what are you going to do? Touch your head. If Simon says to touch your nose, what are you going to do? Okay, sounds good. If Simon doesn't tell you to do something, if I say to touch your ear, do not touch your ear. Okay, if you do, you're out. Okay, you got to do what Simon says. Now, I don't want to see any of this either. Simon says to touch your head, touch your ear. You can't do that. Okay, even if you do that, you're out. You got to keep your hand on your head unless Simon tells you to do something. You understand? Now, this is just between you and God. I'm not going to be pointing you out. So don't make this a heaven or hell issue that you're not going to sit down, okay? If anybody wants to play, will you please stand up? Okay. Now, again, it's up to you to say whether you messed up or not, okay? There is only going to be one winner. Only one winner in this game. Okay? Are you ready? Here we go. Simon says, touch your head. Touch your nose. If you touch your nose, you're out. Or even if you moved your hand, you're out. So make sure you sit down. Okay, we lost a few people already. Your hands on your head. Simon says to touch your nose. Simon says to touch your chin. Touch your ear. Oh, we lost a couple people. Okay, we're on our chin. We're going to go a little bit faster. Are you ready? Simon says to touch your head. Simon says to touch your nose. Touch your elbow. If you touch your elbow, you're out. Still should be on your nose. You ready? Simon says, touch your head. Simon says, touch your nose. Simon says, touch your touch chin. Oh, I see some people go like this. There's only going to be one winner. Look around. It's not as many people as started. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Simon says to touch your head. Simon says to touch your nose. Simon says to touch your chin. Simon says to bend over. Stand up. Oh! We got a lot of people with that one. Now, do you remember how many people that started out that were playing? A lot of people. And there's not as many people playing now. And for all those people that lost, look at those people that are bent over. How about if I preach a 2-hour sermon right now? You know, Brother and Sister Oliver never do anything without there being a point to what we're doing. So I'm going to explain that to you. You may be seated. Look at all those people that lost. Wow. Simon says you may be seated. We like to have fun in church. We really do. But there is a point to that game. Remember I told you that only one person would win? How's that make everybody else feel that loses? Not very good. Only one person can win that game? And that's the way it is with a lot of games. But you know what? A lot of people in the world are playing this game, but they call it something different. They call it the devil says. And they just play right along with the devil, and they do whatever the devil says to do, and it's almost like they don't have a mind of their own. And you know, in the game, the devil says there is a winner. There is one winner, and it's not you. It's the devil. He's the only one that wins at that game. Because if you listen to the devil, if you don't do what God says to do, if you don't do what the Bible says to do, if you don't do what your pastor says to do, you lose. You are a loser. But you know, we could very easily play the game Jesus says. Because that's the game to play. Because everybody wins when you play Jesus says. I mean, if you want to go to hell, and I'm not cussing, that's the place. Then you play the game the devil says. But if you want to go to heaven to be with Jesus and just live throughout all eternity and have it very nice, you need to play the game Jesus says. Because Jesus wants everyone to be a winner. He didn't mean for anyone to be a loser. So I went through that little game today to tell you this. Jesus has something very, very special for you. And he wants you to be a winner. So don't be a loser today. Listen to what God has to say to you. Keep your heart open to feel Jesus. All he wants is something that's very good for you. He wants you to live in peace. He wants you to live in happiness here on this earth. He wants you to love your neighbor. He wants you to get along. He doesn't want you to have bad times. But if you do have some bad times in your life, he's made you a promise that he'll always be there for you. He'll help you. So this morning, I'm going to ask you to listen to Jesus because it's very important. Let me ask you a question to begin with. How many of you in here have the Holy Ghost that you heard yourself speak in tongues and you know that Jesus lives in your heart? I want you to look around. There's a lot of hands raised. And I'm not going to embarrass you today because it shouldn't even be embarrassing to ask you if you don't have the Holy Ghost. But I'm not going to ask you that. You know whether you're ready to go to heaven or not. And if the Bible says that you have to have the Holy Ghost, that you must let Jesus move into your heart, and for some reason you're saying, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't know that that's true. If the Bible says it's true, it's true. There's no getting around that. So today, if you have any doubt in your mind, I speak against any doubt that you have right now in the name of Jesus. And I release faith to you right now in the name of Jesus. Because I want you to receive the Holy Ghost more than anything else today. I want you to let Jesus move in your heart more than anything else today. And do you know why I feel that way? I don't want one of you to go to hell. Not one of you. And if you have Jesus in your heart, you would feel the same way about everybody else if they would go in that direction. Because hell is going to be a terrible place. It is going to be so terrible, you really can't even describe how bad it's going to be. It is not a place that you would even want your worst enemy, if you had one, to go to. It's going to be terrible. The Bible says there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And you know what? That's the only way it could describe it. Wailing. Constant wailing. And I don't know about you, but pain and suffering is not something I like to get into. I like to have pleasures. I like to be happy. But too many people are playing that game called the devil says. We need to do what we need to do here to receive Jesus and then take that out and talk to other people to get them to come to church. And I'm sure Pastor Grant wouldn't mind if he had to have 4, 5, 6, 7 services on Sunday to meet the needs of the people that were coming. We need to do that and play Jesus Says. So today, we're going to play another little game that everybody can play. You don't have to stand up. And this game is a victorious game where everyone can win. And the game that we like to associate it with is doing the 4 steps of worship. And you might say, well, what do you mean it's a game, Brother Oliver? If you do these 4 steps of worship with all of your heart, and I mean if you do them with all of your heart, that means doing them the best that you possibly can, you are going to win. You're going to be a winner. And you know what you win to begin with? You get to feel Jesus. Jesus will come and he will sit right beside you. He will touch you. Your body will tingle and feel so good. And you will know that you're victorious. And how will you know that you're victorious? Because Jesus will give you funny words to say in your mind. And here's how you really get victorious. When those funny words come to your mind, you speak them out. Don't just let them set in your mind, but use your lips, your teeth, your tongue, and your voice, and let those funny words come out of your mouth. And you might say, well, how do I know if that's just me or what? Well, here, let me give you a clue. If you feel like you shouldn't say them, that's because the devil's telling you not to say them. And how many times during the day do just funny words come to your mind? Jesus is giving you those funny words, and all he wants you to do is speak them out. So today, let's play the game called Jesus Says. We're going to do these with the 4 steps of worship. I'm going to ask the kids to sit with your backs against the back of your seat, with your legs hanging down. If you have anything in your hands, even if it's your Bible, will you please either put it beside you or underneath your seat? You won't need it right now. Now we're going to do the 4 steps of worship. I want everyone to win today. So please do these with all of your heart, okay? Okay. The very first step in the steps of worship is so easy. And that's just to close your eyes. Now again, I'm not going to look at you and tell you whether you're out or not. Because if you are not closing your eyes, you're really out. Because it's really not me asking you to do these steps. It's not me asking you to close your eyes. but it's Jesus. Jesus says, please close your eyes. And I tell you, you can disobey a school teacher. You can disobey your parents. You can even disobey your pastor. But when you disobey Jesus, you're making a terrible, terrible, terrible mistake. Jesus wants you to close your eyes so that you can shut everything out of your mind except for one thing. He wants you to think about Him. He wants you to know how much that He loves you. And if you will close your eyes, Jesus will touch you this morning. He will let you know He cares so much for you that He gave His life for you, that He allowed Himself to be crucified on a cross. When He could have called 10,000 angels to rescue Him, He didn't have to go through that. But He said, you are so important to me. I love you so much. And I want you to be in heaven with me. Can you feel me today? Do you know that I'm talking to you? Please, talk to me today. Please close your eyes. I love you so much. Don't miss out on heaven. This world is not worth it. I know because I created this world, and I know it's lovely, and I know that there are a lot of fun things in this world. But you can still have fun and serve me because I want it to be that way. So Jesus is saying now, I want you to do the second step. And that's just to lift your face just a little bit. Keep your eyes closed, but lift your face just a little bit. Just like you're looking up towards heaven. Because Jesus wants to see your face. He doesn't want you to hang your head in shame. But He wants to see that beautiful face that He created. And that way He can see right into your heart to see if you really mean these four steps of worship. The third step in the steps of worship is so easy, and that's just to raise your hands to Jesus. Jesus is saying, please raise your hands to me because I want to reach out and I want to grab a hold of your hand, but I won't just grab a hold of your hand unless you reach towards me. So as we reach towards Jesus, I want you to even think Jesus in heaven is reaching His hand down towards us. And as we reach our hand toward Him, we can grab a hold of His hand. And we grab a hold of a hand that is nail scarred. And you can see where they pounded the great big long nails into His hands. And as you grab a hold of His hands, you feel nothing but gentleness and kindness and love. That's what Jesus is. The fourth step in the steps of worship is also very easy, and that's to use your loud voice to talk to Jesus, to tell Him how much you love Him. And you can even ask Him to forgive you of your sins. He's ready to forgive you right now. So let's use our loud voice as Jesus says, please use your loud voice. Please talk to me today. I want to talk to you, but I won't talk to you unless you talk to me. You got to talk to me first so that I know you want me to talk to you. Oh, Jesus, I love you and I praise your name. I worship you, Lord, and I thank you for your kindness. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Please touch all these people today, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to reach out to you. We need you so much. We need you so much. Come on, kids, use your loud voice. Show the adults how to do it, kids. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have the Holy Ghost, you can speak in tongues right now. Jesus is walking these aisles. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can speak out right now. Speak out those funny words. Don't worry about what they sound like. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. If you're doing your best, you should be feeling Jesus right now. Don't let anything hold you back. The devil's telling you not to do this. He's telling you not to do this. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Let's give the Lord a great big hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful job you did with those four steps of worship. They never get old. It's just a way of bringing our thoughts all on the same page where we're worshiping Him together. Because any time a group of people got together and worshiped the Lord, He came in. And He did something miraculous. And today, Jesus is going to meet us here. He's already here. And He is going to fill anyone that wants the Holy Ghost with the gift of the Holy Ghost today. He's walked right up this aisle. And He's standing right up here. And I want Him to stay with us. He won't leave unless we have confusion. The Bible says God's not the author of confusion. So I need you to stay here with me and to sit really still while I talk to you. And I know you're wondering how much longer it's going to be. How many of you children want me to hurry and get finished? Raise your hand. Nothing like a little pressure. How many of you older children want me to hurry and get finished? See, you won't tell the truth. Because you got really good manners now. You're refined. I'm not going to take very long today. Because I want to give the Holy Ghost the time to move into each heart that wants Him today. But I do have to tell you what the Lord sent me to tell you. Is that okay? And I'll try to make it real short. If you sit real still and you stay in here with me, I'll try to make it really short. Brother and Sister Oliver travel 45 weekends a year. This is the highlight of our year. We love this church. I've told you before, I made up in my mind a long time ago before Justin Wall stole my daughter away from me that I was going to retire here. That this is where I want to retire someday. If the Lord lets me retire, this is where I'm coming. I love Madison, Wisconsin. Hallelujah. And so now I have a fringe benefit. Thank you, Brother Grant, for having us time and time again. We love you, Brother Roy. We love you very much. Brother Ben, Sister Stephanie, what an awesome job with the Sunday school. This was terrific today. And since we are talking about playing games today, that was kind of cool that Simon says. And we don't want to play the devil says. We want to play Jesus says. And that was really cool today. And you know what's so wonderful about the Word of God? So many people think, well, everything that's fun and good and exciting is out in the world. The world doesn't have anything that's not already in this Bible. I mean, everything you want is right here. You say, well, what do you mean, Sister Oliver? Well, if you are a fan of poetry, the best poetry books are right here. Proverbs and Psalms are poetry, and you will just really enjoy it if you love poetry. Now, you know what? There are many, many stories in here that are spooky. You like scary stories? How many of you like scary stories? Look at this. How many of you know a story in the world about that has a talking donkey in it? What's the name of the story that has a talking donkey in it? What? Shrek. Everybody wants to watch that ugly green giant with a talking donkey. The Bible has a talking donkey in it. Some of you didn't know that. You need to read your Bible. There is nothing that the world has to offer today that's not already here. And one thing that is mentioned in the Bible is also a game to play. There is a game that many of us play, and it is in the Bible. In the very beginning of the Bible, the very first book of the Bible called Genesis, there were two people, and they were the first two people on earth, and their names were Adam and Eve. And they played the very first game. You see, Adam and Eve committed the first sin. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. They sinned against God. And the Bible says when they did, they hid. They started the first game of hide and seek. They hid. Now that was really dumb because God sees everything. And you can't hide from God. And no matter what you've done, there's no place deep enough, high enough, or wide enough that you can hide from God. And that was really dumb. It's like the little tiny kid that learns to play hide and seek. And the very first time they play, I've got a little grandbaby, and she would do this. You can't see me. You can't see. I'm hiding. You can't see me. That's what Adam and Eve were doing. They were hiding from God. And it was just like they were standing there naked going, you can't see me. And God just shook his head. And ever since then, mankind has been trying to hide their sin from God. And trying to pretend we don't sin. And you know what? We're all sinners. The Bible says we're born sinners. You're already a sinner when you're born. There's no sense in trying to hide it. It's our sinful nature. And when you try to come to church and you won't pray, and you won't say, God, I'm sorry for my sins, that's what you're doing. You're playing hide and seek. And he sees you sitting here today. And he knows what's in your heart before you ever tell him. Hide and seek is a fun game, isn't it? I always loved to play hide and seek. That was my favorite game when I was a kid, was hide and seek. We had a huge yard. I mean, a big backyard with lots of trees and a shed and places to hide. And it was, you know, it was my yard, so I got to be the boss. I loved to be the boss. I know you can't imagine that. And so when the kids all came in the neighborhood, I got to be the boss of hide and seek. And I would say, now, you have to be it, because I never wanted to be it. I like to hide. You have to be it. And what you do is, there was this big old tree in the backyard. I mean, a huge tree. Most kids could stand behind it and be hidden behind that tree. That's how big it was. And you put your face like this on that tree, and you count. And you have to count to 50. You have to count to 50 because it's a big yard. It might take you a while for everybody to hide good. You count to 50. And everybody else goes and finds a hiding place. And two people can't hide together. You got to find your own spot. And then when you get ready to come find us, you say, ready or not, here I come. And then you have to find us. But the deal was, if you found me, I still had a chance to win. If I could stay away from you and run and touch the tree. Because that was base. That was our version. I could run and touch that tree and say, I'm home. And you couldn't get me. I didn't have to be it. And so all the kids would love to come and play. Sometimes there'd be 10 kids in the yard or 12 kids. We'd all play hide and seek. Well, it was my yard, see. So I knew the best places to hide. And I came up with a little trick nobody knew about. See, everybody was hiding somewhere out there in that big backyard, behind the garage or the shed or under the bushes or in the garden or somewhere. But when that person started counting, and when everybody else was hidden and they couldn't see me, I'd go around to the front yard. And there was a little bitty chain link fence that separated the front from the back. And so I'd make sure no one saw me. I'd go around the front, and as soon as that person said, ready or not, here I come, I jumped that fence. I had a clear shot to base. I was the first one on base hollering, "I'm home." I never had to be it. Because I learned how to get to base. And nobody knew my trick. Nobody knew to go around to the front yard and jump the fence but me. Because it was my yard. And so I won all the time. And I never had to be it. And so it made the game even more fun when you know exactly how to win. When you have a strategy, it makes it even more fun. And that game started in the Bible with Adam and Eve hiding. Well, who was it? Well, of course, Jesus is it. Jesus is it. He's the only one. His name is Jesus. There's no other God before him. He's it. And he's the one that is searching and seeking. Hallelujah. And there are many scriptures in the Bible that tell us that he is hiding his face right now. That he has turned his face from our sin. He's hiding his face right now. But there's going to come a day very soon when Jesus is going to say, "Ready or not, here I come." And you better know how to get to base before he hollers, "Ready or not, here I come." You better have your strategy worked out. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you today, if this is your church, you know how to get to base. You got it worked out. You got a shortcut. And you're going to take it today before you leave. Because you don't want to be left without touching base. You don't want to be tagged by the devil. Oh, no. And it's going to happen very soon. How do you know, Sister Oliver? Because the word tells us it is. And because the signs of the times. This is a wretched, horrible world we're living in. There are perilous things happening all around us. There are earthquakes in diverse places. Every prophecy has been fulfilled before the coming of the Lord. He is going to come at any moment. And you better be on base. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he never meant for it to be difficult. He wanted you to understand how to get on base. He made it very simple. So even the youngest child can play hide and seek. That was the cool thing. You didn't have to tell the 5-year-olds they couldn't play. Anybody could play. Even adults would play. You know what? Then I got old enough to go to school. And when I got in school, I found out there were people out there that were smarter than me. I remember when I was in school, they wanted to play hide and seek on the playground. Wasn't nearly as fun as playing it at my house when I was the boss. They wanted to play hide and seek. And there was a girl in my class. And we were at recess together. And she was actually bossier than me. And so she was going to boss the hide and seek. And it had to be her rules. And she said, when you hide your eyes and you start counting, then when you're done counting, you say these words. "Ollie, ollie, up and free." And I said, "What? You say ready or not, here I come." She said, "No, you don't." She called me a name. "No, you don't. Don't you know anything? People that really know how to play, they say, 'Ollie, ollie, up and free.'" And I said, "Say that again." She said, "Ollie, ollie, up and free." I said, "I don't know what that means." "Well, you don't have to know what it means. Just say it." I said, "Okay." This wasn't fun at all. Now I don't really even know how to play. And somebody's bossing me around. And so she set the base and we played the game. And I had to count. I had to be it. And I could only count to 20. So people had to hurry and hide. When I was taking my hand off my eyes, I saw some of them still hiding. And then I said those strange words, "Ollie, ollie, umphin' free." And then I started to find them. And the game went just like normal. But that really bothered me, that "ollie, ollie, umphin' free." I don't know really what happened. I guess I just stopped playing that game with that girl that was so bossy. Because I don't really remember what happened except for when we played at my house. I said, ready or not, here I come. Because that was a whole lot easier. You're going to go out into a world where people are going to tell you to say things and do things. And they're going to have all different ways of how to be saved. But the bottom line is, if it doesn't make sense, and if it's not in the Word of God, then don't do it. Don't do it. He never wanted it to be hard to understand. He wanted it to be easy today. Just the little game of hide and seek that's been going on since the beginning of time. That men and women have been hiding their sin from a God who loves you. And who just wants to walk with you in the cool of the day. Who's willing to forgive you and clean out your heart. He loves you. And he can fill every single person today with his Spirit, if you just run to base and say, Lord, here I am. Ready or not, here he comes. There will come a time he will no longer hide his eyes. You may not have another Sunday. And all you have to do is tell Jesus you're sorry for your sins. How easy is it, Sister Oliver? It's so easy that my two little girls, Sarah and Rachel, were playing in their room one evening. Rachel was 4 and Sarah was 9. They were having their baths for church on Sunday, Saturday night. Going to curl their hair and get their clothes ready. And so Rachel was in the bathtub and she washed her hair and had a little towel on her head, and her sister was helping her, and I was in the living room, and I was reading and relaxing on a Saturday evening, getting ready to teach my Sunday school class, and all of a sudden, I hear some noise like you hear when children are in the room playing, and Sarah came running. She said, Mom, you got to come in here. Rachel and me, we were playing church. And Rachel's kneeling down by a rocking chair, and Mom, she's talking in tongues. I thought, okay, is she really, or were they just playing church and she's just pretending? I got up and walked into the bedroom, and here was a little 4-year-old with her nightie gown on and her towel on her head, and the tears dripping off her little cheeks. And her hands were in the air and her little hands were shaking. And she was speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. That's how easy it is to get on base today. All you have to do is bring your heart to Jesus. All you have to do is get on base and say, Lord, I'm not going to hide any longer. I'm coming home. Here's my heart. Please forgive me for the bad things I've done. When you tell him you're sorry, you may cry. It's always okay to cry in church. When you ask him to forgive you, the moment you say you're sorry, with one sweep of his hand, he cleans out your heart. Now he has a place where he can move in. On that Saturday night, Jesus gave my little girl a brand new heart. The Bible says he takes away your stony heart and gives you a brand new heart. He fills it with his Spirit. He wants you to know that he's in there. When he fills you, he doesn't stop filling at the top of your heart. He fills you all the way up to here. Your lip and tongue wiggles. You begin to say strange words out of your mouth, speaking with other tongues. Everybody that received the Holy Ghost in the Bible spoke with tongues. That's how you know I'm on base. Rachel to church, and the next day, she went down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. A little four-year-old girl, ready for heaven. That's how easy it is to get on base. So, I'm not sure I understand that. You know what? You don't have to understand it to play. You don't have to understand it. You just line up here and say, I want to make it to heaven. I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm just going to come and see what the Lord has for me today. If He has something more than I already have, I want it. By the way, when the Lord was dealing with me about this little message, ready or not, here I come, I looked up the game of hide and seek. You know what I found? In the 1800s, when children played hide and seek, the words that they called out were, all ye out and free. All ye out and free. All ye out and free. And over the years, well-meaning children repeating that just kind of hollered whatever, not even caring what it really said. But isn't it unique that today the Savior would say to each one of us, all ye, get out of your seats and be free. Let me set you free. He's saying today, let me set you free. Free from bondage, free from sin. Now, I want everybody to stand, because when you stand, you're halfway up here. And I don't want any confusion, children. Look this way. It's really important that you listen right now. Anybody in this building that you do not have the gift of the Holy Ghost, you've never spoken in tongues before, in the next 10 minutes, you can be on base. It's not going to take an hour. It's not going to take half an hour. You can stay and pray as long as you want. But if you're worried about time, it's going to take you just a short time to get on base today. Now, the children are up front here, so I'm going to ask the children that have never, ever spoken in tongues before, I want you to line up over on this side. Will you come quickly? Teachers, help them. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, line up here. Nope, down on the floor. Put your toes on the purple carpet, the toes. There you go, boys. I did that for a reason. Kids are good at imaginary lines. Do you see that imaginary line down the middle? I want the kids on this side. No talking, boys. Okay, you're getting on base. Children, down on this side. Over on this side. Help me, people. There we go. Doing good. All right, you see my imaginary line? We'll move it over to about right here. Now, you see all this space right here? The Lord showed me on the airplane when I was thinking about all of you. He's uncovering His eyes. Will you put my scripture up on the board, please? He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. The next scripture. And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. He he's taking his hand off of his eyes and he's saying, ready or not, here I come. Who would like to come and get on base today? Adults that do not have the Holy Ghost, I want you on this side right here. Please come quickly. If there's somebody beside you and you know they don't have the Holy Ghost, bring. There's a couple right here, back here. I just feel it in the Holy Ghost. You need to come today. The Lord's going to fill you right now. Come quickly. Come on. Somebody else. There's somebody right here in this section. There's several adults right here. You've never spoken in tongues. He's going to fill you today. Come on. Come quickly. All right, over here. Come on, ma'am. Today's your day. Right here in this section, there's somebody right back here. Today's your day. Don't run out of here without it. You're not promised tomorrow. Turn to your neighbor and invite them to come with you. If you know they don't have the Holy Ghost, invite them to come. Come get on base today. Somebody on this side. There's a young person over here that needs to come right now. Close your eyes. Raise your face. And raise your hands. There's plenty of space right here. Come on, adults. You're going to wish you had one of these days. Come on. All ye out and free. Come on. Bring somebody with you. It's getting ready to fall right now. In the name of Jesus. If you need some more space, back up and give yourself some space. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost.